Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We have just a resolution and a bill to do, and we'll be out of here. Please recognize Representative Key for H.C.
I'm sorry, Mr. Floor Leader, would you repeat that? Your microphone cut out.
Yes, please recognize Representative Key for H.C.R. 1028.
Clerk will read.
H.C.R. 1028 by Key of the House, an act relating to sovereignty.
Representative Key, you're recognized to explain your resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, this is H.C.R. 1028, known as the 10th Amendment Resolution, and addresses the problem of the federal government infringing upon states' rights and going beyond its delegated powers specifically stated within the Constitution. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Members, you've heard the explanation. Will there be questions? Questions on the resolution? Seeing no questions, Representative Key moves adoption of House Concurrent Resolution 1028. All those in favor, please.
A motion. Mr. Chairman, Mr. Speaker, I have a motion. I'd like that we take a recorded vote on this bill.
I understand the request. Are there questions on the bill? Questions on the resolution? Representative Brown, do you have a question on the resolution?
Question on resolution.
You could direct your question to Representative
Question
Key.
Of the chair.
State your question.
Is like same language already been vetoed by the governor?
Representative Brown, would you please direct your question to the author of the bill?
Has like same language already been vetoed by the governor?
Yes, it has. This is the exact same language, but it has nothing to do with our rules when a governor vetoes language.
Representative Brown, state your question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I believe we've taken action already this year on things that have taken place in this that the governor may not have vetoed or final action has happened. And I'm asking of the chair, is this out of order at this time since action is already taken on this issue?
No, precedent doesn't apply to governor veto.
House will come to order. Members, please take your seats or take your conversations outside. House will come to order. Representative Brown, thank you for your question. Representative Brown, thank you for your question. Based on House Precedent 6.8, number 2, from 2008, it is the opinion of the chair that a veto of a measure by the chief executive does not constitute final action under the terms of House Rule 6.8. There'll be additional questions on the resolution. Questions on the resolution. Representative Candidate for a question on the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Key, on page 3, would you give me some kind of interpretation of this that would not imply that we're asking us to advocate rejecting federal law when it says that all compulsory federal legislation which directs states to comply under the threat of civil or criminal penalties or sanctions or requires states to pass legislation or lose federal funding be prohibited or repealed? Does this indicate that we can violate federal law and not have any punitive action?
What was that last part of what you said?
Does this indicate that if this resolution indicates that we can violate federal law without any negative consequences?
Well, I'm not sure exactly the way you stated your question, what you mean, but I will take a stab at it. This, first of all, is just a statement. This is a statement. It's like a legal notice, but it doesn't have the force of rejecting or turning back any federal funds or anything like that. So it's only a statement.
You're recognized for a follow-up.
Is it a statement of advocacy?
I guess one could make that argument. Yes, I think that it is.
Representative Kennedy for a question.
If I follow your advocacy in this and violate federal law, that I would be held harmless. Is that correct?
I don't know about that. But either the Constitution either means what it says it means or it doesn't mean anything. So this whole resolution is an effort to try to make a statement in favor of following the Constitution.
Representative Kennedy for a final follow-up.
One more. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. What is the role of the U.S. Supreme Court?
This bill doesn't have anything to do with the Supreme Court directly, so I don't want to get into a question and answer about the Supreme Court.
Representative Williams for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative, on page 2, line 3, whereas many federal laws are directly in violation of the 10th Amendment to the Constitution, have you provided this body with a list of those laws?
What line are you on?
I'm sorry?
Where are you at?
Page 2, line 3. Have you provided this body with a list of those laws and the opinions of the Supreme Court that have listed those as unconstitutional?
I think you know that I have not.
Representative Reynolds for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Key, is what you're saying here in this resolution that we're not subservient to federal law, we're subservient to the U.S. Constitution, and when the U.S. Congress ignores the Constitution, that Oklahoma is going to step up and we're going to enforce the federal U.S. Constitution?
I think so.
Seeing no additional questions, there is an additional question. Representative Williams, you're recognized for a question.
Just as a follow-up, would you be willing to give us a list of these laws that we're alleging have been violated and attach them as an amendment to this resolution?
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't mind answering a question about one or more laws that violate that, but the floor leader did say he wanted us to get out of here by 4 o'clock, and I think we might be here till 4 o'clock tomorrow if we started talking about and enumerating the laws that they violated, or the laws that violate the Constitution.
Representative Williams for a follow-up.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm sure we could always lay the bill over so you'd have the opportunity to prepare that for us.
I'll pass. Thank you very much.
Representative Morissette for a question.
I waive.
He waives. Seeing no additional questions, Representative Key moves adoption of his amendment. Of his resolution. All those in favor, please. Will there be debate? Will there be debate? Seeing no debate, there has been two requests for a recorded vote. Clerk will activate the machine for a recorded vote on passage of the resolution. Representative Hoskin votes no. Representative Shannon votes aye. Representative McCaffrey votes no. Representative Denny votes aye. Representative Dorman votes aye. Members wishing to vote or change their vote, the chair is preparing to close. Representative Osborne, Representative Morissette. Declare the vote.
73 aye, 22 nay.
Having received a majority vote, I declare the resolution to be adopted. Mr. Floor Leader.